from friends to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And I want you to know He can be yours. He wants to be yours. He came to be yours. In fact, Luke 19:10 says, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Now listen, friend, if you're in the wrong column today, when you got out of bed, the lost column, by the grace of God, for the glory of God, you can end up in the right column, into the saved column. All you got to do is realize that you're lost. Be willing to repent of your sin and by faith receive Christ as your Savior. Friend, listen, He'll save you. The Bible said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You say, "Preacher, you believe in election?" Yeah, I sure do. That's going to be part of my message today, the good Lord willing. It may not satisfy you and your questions about it, but I want to make it as simple as I can and tell you what I believe the Word of God says, especially against, in light of this day of hyper-Calvinism that teaches limited atonement. Hey, I want you to know I'm a man, friend of the Word of God that believes that God sent His Son to die for the world, for the whosoever wills of this world. And if you want to be one of the elect, bless God, so all you got to do is be one of the whosoever wills. Well, enough deep theology. I'm glad that you've tuned in. I trust that our time together will be a blessing. Debbie and I thank God for this opportunity. I mean, just what a privilege it is to be able to say greetings and to know you're listening. Do you hear? I'm telling you. Debbie and I are just simply blessed to have this little radio ministry. We've been at it for a lot of years, and we've got far fewer left in the future than we've already invested in the past. But enough of that. I've got a song tuned up that Debbie's done and going to do again for us today. The title of it is "Saved by His Grace." And can I tell you, sir or ma'am, I don't care who you are, what dispensation it is, it's always by the grace of God. So if you haven't been saved yet, you can be today. Debbie's going to tell you, friend, it is by His grace.
I was standing alone in the darkness. Jesus said, "Step in the light." He said that I could be justified if by faith I believe. My heart was so heavy, then the burden was lifted. Now free from guilt and shame. That's when I found mercy and grace. I found it in Jesus' name. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. No longer do I stand in the darkness. No longer a sinner am I. Freely He gave so I could be saved. Peace and joy now abide. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace with Him. Short of His glory, by His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. I have been saved by faith. I am saved. I'm saved by His grace. Saved by His grace.
listen, the message is of the Word of God that we're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. And may I say, it's always been that way from the beginning. I mean to tell you, from the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned, and when they tried to create a religion to cover up their sins and find acceptance before God, they found out that it would take a God of grace to get them back into favor with God. And that's the way it is with you, sir, me, sir, listen, with us. It's all by the grace of God. No other way to be justified, no other way to be right with God than by the grace of God. Well, again, we're glad that you tuned in. I've opened my Bible, and I forgot to tell you this before I got Debbie to sing her song. I've opened my Bible to the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, right after the book of James, right before the book of 2 Peter, book of James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1. And I don't know, friend, I'm going to read maybe the first 9 verses. I don't know whether I actually ought to take time to read them or not. Let me just read you a couple, if that's okay. And then during the message, I'll read all 9 of them if I have time. Let me get down to where I want to go. Listen, let me tell you what I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about what Peter wants us to know. When Peter, friend, this apostle that heads every list of the apostles that we find in the Word of God, every time we find it heads up with Peter. Now, when you look at those lists, the order changes to some degree. Peter always begins them, and Judas Iscariot always ends them. But listen, though they may change to some degree from Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, Peter always heads them up. This Peter, this great apostle, friend, to the Gentile. I mean to his people, friend. Paul was the apostle of the Gentile. Peter to the Jews. He wrote us some marvelous things. I mean, he has given us by the inspiration of God 2 epistles. And oh, look, friend, they're power packed. I mean to tell you, they are marvelous truths that we can glean from this great passage. And well, I'm going to pick it up. I just want to pick it up in verse 3, 4, and 5. Read those 3 verses, and then we'll read the other verses as we go down through this passage and this message and find out about what Peter wants us to know. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," in verse 3, "which according to His abundant mercy," listen to this, "hath begotten us again into a lively hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you," period, "who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." I want to say to those 3 verses of Scripture, glory, hallelujah. And I want to admit to you, friend, listen, I'll not be able to tell you much about what Peter wants us to know. We'll just glean a few things. We'll just get a little cream off of the top of this great crop of truths that God has placed before us under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And I'll trust and pray that what I'm going to say will be a blessing to you. Say, "Preacher, what does Peter want us to know?" Well, let's look and see what the Word of God says. In verse 1, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered abroad throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." Peter doesn't give a specific epistle like Paul did to the church of Ephesus or Colossae or Philippians or Philippi or Galatia. Hey, listen, friend, he gives a general epistle to the saints or the strangers scattered abroad. These strangers were saints because they had been saved by the grace of God for the glory of God. But look at that word. He said, "Listen, friend, we're strangers." Oh, isn't that true? You know what that means? It means to be placed down beside something. We're in this world, but we're not of the world. Thank God, friend, as strangers. Listen, we're out of place, and we're going someplace. And as a pilgrim, we're on our way home. Strangers are away from home. Pilgrims are on their way home. And I'm glad to know, thank God today, that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My hopes are laid something somewhere beyond the blue. I wish I could get all that little chorus together. I'm glad to know that I don't fit in down here, that I don't belong down here. I may be in this world like Jesus prayed in John 17. I'm in this world, but thank God I'm not of this world. But look, he goes on to say, and look what he calls us in verse 2. He said we're elect. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. You say, what are we, preacher? Well, I want to tell you just a couple of things out of this. First of all, we're elect or chosen. Thank God. Now listen, friend, I won't be able to go to a deep theological exposition on the subject of election, but can I tell you what? I know God knows all there needs to be known about elect. And you know what I believe? I believe the sovereign God can do anything and everything that He desires. But let me tell you, friend, listen, if you want to know whether you are the elect, I'll just simply ask you, have you chosen Christ to save you? Hey, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 6 verse 37, He said, all that the Father, now listen to this, all that the Father hath given unto me shall come unto me. Brother, sister, that's the elect. But wait just a minute. The verse doesn't stop there. It goes on to say, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Bless God, there's the elect too. The elect are the who, howsoever wills, let them come. Whosoever believeth shall have everlasting life. Paul said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe when Jesus died at Calvary, shed His blood, I bless God, the work that He did as Savior, the work that He did as substitute, the work that He did as God's only begotten Son who came to redeem lost mankind, I believe it was an efficient work. I believe it was a sufficient work. And I believe that He died, friend, listen, and left the potential for every man, woman, boy, and girl who wanted to be saved, needed to be saved, by the grace of God, could be saved. So if you listen, friend, if you want to know who the elect is, bless God, it's those that have been chosen by God and those who choose God. Oh, He said, all that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I'm glad we're the elect of God. And you say, preacher, that's awful simple. Well, I'm a simple preacher. And bless God, listen, you can be the elect today if you elect to choose Christ as your Savior. I know we've been chosen in Him from before the foundation of the world, but I believe He's talking about the plan of salvation, that foreordained, foreknown plan that God put into action in such a way that He saw His Son as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and He saw all of us. Without doubt, God knew who would, and God knew who wouldn't, but He opened, bless God, the doors of heaven up, threw His arms outstretched as far as the east is from the west, let Him be nailed to an old rugged cross, and said to lost humanity, whosoever will, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He didn't say to some come, but He said to all. Now, I could stay there all day, no doubt, but I've got to go on. You say, preacher, what are we? Well, if you're in Christ, you're the elect. But He goes on to say in the latter part of verse 3, He tells us, bless God, what we have. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for it. I'm glad for the grace peace of God and the peace that's multiplied. When the Apostle Paul writes, he includes another word. He includes mercy in it, does he not? And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, thank God, for the grace of God that's been bestowed towards me. That gift that I did not deserve so that I would not get what I do. That's mercy, by the way. Grace is getting something I didn't deserve, and mercy is not getting something I did. And you know what? After I get grace, I get the peace of God that passes understanding. Oh, what a wonderful thing that it is to have that enmity that I had against God broken, and to know that it's well with my soul, and to know that my sins are under the blood, and that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, and thank God to know that I'm sealed by the Spirit unto the day of redemption. And we'll talk a little more about the assurance and the security of our salvation in just a little bit. But not only does Peter want us to know what we are and what we have, listen, we've got that mercy and peace multiplied. Isn't that amazing? I mean, to tell you, it is abundant, is it not? And here's why. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope. Now here it is, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, or out from among the dead. Thank God, listen. He has given us a hope that's based upon assurance, and that assurance, bless God, is sealed by the fact that the tomb that Jesus borrowed on the day that He was crucified and died, He left empty 3 days later. And for that I say glory, hallelujah. Friend, listen, we don't have to question whether or not our hope is real. It's anchored in something that's eternal. It's anchored in the work that the eternal Son of God did on our behalf for the glory of God, so that we could be saved. And the assurance of our hope is an empty tomb. Now, if you're something other than a Christian, and I'm talking about a born-again Christian, not somebody that just says, because I'm not a Catholic or a Buddhist or a Muslim or something like that, I'm a Christian. But I'm talking about somebody that's, bless God, died out to sin and become alive in Christ, who had been washed in the blood. Hey, listen, we've got a hope that's anchored in the work that Jesus did. We've got a hope that's anchored in the finished work of redemption that Christ did when He died at Calvary and shed His blood to pay our sin. Boy, this is what Peter wants us to know, that we have. But what can we expect, preacher? Well, look at verse 4. He said we can expect an inheritance that's incorruptible. Now watch these words. They're undefiled and they fadeth not away, and they're reserved in heaven for you. Thank God, thank God. That'd make a Baptist shout, would it not? He said, now look, God's laid up something for us. God's got something ahead. Can I tell you, friend, listen, salvation is in three parts. I don't think I'll get down to verse 9, but it tells us that we're going to eventually receive the end of our salvation. So if there's an end of our salvation, there must be a beginning. And you say, what is the beginning? Well, the beginning of our salvation is when the day you or I, friend, you and I, let me say, realized that we were lost and in a broken, with a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit, we went before a throne of judgment and justice that had been made, a throne of grace and mercy by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Bless God, we went there a sinner. And when we repented of our sin, when we admitted that we're a sinner needing something we don't deserve and deserving our place in hell, when we asked God to save us for His glory by His grace, He did that. And I want to say, glory, hallelujah. And from that day forward, Bless God. That day He saved me. From that day forward, He is still saving me. I have not only been saved, I am being saved. And one day, thank God, my salvation will come to its end in its glorification when I'm changed in to His likeness. He said that we've been saved to an inheritance. Listen to that. He's got something laid up in store. Now I want you to know something. Bless God, I'm as saved today as I've ever been or ever will be. I am in present possession of eternal life. My position before God Almighty is settled. It's sure. It's secure. It's not changing. But I'll tell you, friend, listen. He's got an inheritance for us. He's got it laid up in heaven. I mean to tell you, it's at a place where moth and rust doth not corrupt, neither will thieves break through and steal. I don't know all about it, but I'll tell you what, I want to experience, and by the grace of God, I will experience it to its fullest in a day that I believe is soon to come. It's an inheritance. It's different than what we've got on planet Earth that is corruptible, that is defiled, that does fade away. Here on planet Earth, these fleshly things, earthly things, temporal things that we've been given from generation to generation. But thank God, I've got something in Christ that's eternal. And hey, friend, it'll never fade. It'll never corrupt. It'll always be the same for the glory of God. And it's reserved in heaven for me. Now look, that's what we can expect. Have a look at what's being done for us. Bless God, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Remember, I just told you I have been saved. April 23rd, 1974, I bowed at an altar of prayer, went down a sinner, come up a saint. I have been saved, but I am being saved. That's sanctification, daily walking with my Lord, separating continually from the world. It's a process, but thank God, I'll tell you what, it'll end up in something that's complete and final. But let me tell you what the Word of God says here. Hey, listen, friend, I'm kept by the power of God. I can't keep myself. I ought to do certain things that the Word of God commands me to do. I ought to be holy. I ought not to walk where I used to walk, with those I used to walk with. I ought not to want the things I used to want. Hey, listen, friend, I've died to sin. And sin, listen, I should have died to me. But I want you to know, I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been washed. I've been redeemed. I've been delivered. I've been set free. Now that doesn't mean I'm perfect. I've got a perfect salvation, but I'm not a perfect Christian. But let me tell you what I am. Thank God, I'm kept by the power of God. I'm telling you, Jesus said, listen, no man can pluck a T.K. Price out of my hand. Paul said that T.K. Price is kept by the power of God unto the day of redemption. Hey, friend, I'm like Paul, where he said, I'm persuaded that he, meaning God, is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I used to not, as a young man, as a young Christian, have the assurance of salvation. Although the Word of God taught it, although the Word of God repetitively proclaimed it clearly, emphatically, powerfully. Listen, friend, but I'll tell you, it was great in my day when I found out that I'm accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1 and 6. I'm glad to know, has God kept Noah and his family in the ark? Because I'm in Christ Jesus, He's going to keep me. And let me tell you, sir, let me tell you, ma'am, these are some of the things that Peter wants us to know. He wants us to know Bless God, what's being done for us. We're being kept by the power of God. Now look, I'm to be holy. I'm to live separated. I'm to sin as little as I can. But I'm to also know and live with the fact, in light of the fact, that bless God, just like I couldn't save myself, I can't keep myself, but I am kept by the power of God. And to that I say glory. Hey, listen, he goes on to tell us what we have to do, and that's to rejoice in him, and maybe even what we're apt to suffer just a little bit. But I'll tell you what, friend, we're to rejoice regardless, according to verse 9. Hey, I'm glad you tuned in. Peter wanted us to know some things, and I hope you found out about them today.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.